ரிஷிகேஷ் என்னப்பா இவ்வளவு அமைதியா இருக்க?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Irrelevant Stories, a show where we sit and drink and have a conversation about absolutely random topics and share our personal stories. Today on the panel, we have four, five esteemed members who have been on the podcast for a long time. Shweta, Kritin, Rishikesh and Ganpati. Here, everybody, we are going to be having a conversation on adulting, or we think we are going to be having a conversation on adulting, and we are going to like go off topic so many times we don't know what we were talking about anyway. So, dekhlo aap log. But we are going to have a conversation on adulting. That's how it's going to start. So brace yourselves. Speaking of adulting, the most adulting thing that I did recently was delay the episode that was supposed to be released on birthday of the Irrelevant Stories, which got delayed further. And now it's going to release somewhere soon. So
I was like, hey, Nikhil, why did you release?
Why did you
release?
Hey, the next show, note, I was, my brother is actually asking for it.
What?
When is it releasing? You said
even
you
my sister is
about,
asking that.
You talked about. You said you talked about.
I myself asked.
Where is it? I didn't find it.
Yeah, it's gonna be. It's gonna be out. It's gonna be. I mean, if people are listening to this episode, they are going to be like, okay, the episode was already out last week. So, dekhlo. Jaake dekhlo. Cool. So here's the thing. Adulting. Everybody here. How old are you guys? पहले तो ये बताओ सब लोग. So that everybody can, every person who is going to listen to the episode is going to judge us based on the age, and we are going to be like, fuck, हम लोग adulting का बात कर रहे हैं. So that's the thing that we are going for. So one, Kritin, how old are you?
I'll be turning 27 this year.
You will turn 27, cool. Ganpati, how old are you?
I am 26. I'm 26, 27 running it.
Just talk about your one age, no? Fucking running. What the fuck is...
I turned
26 last February. Yeah.
Cool. So you're 26.
26 then. That's it.
Yeah. Hrishikesh, how old are you?
poetically, I have seen 26 summers in my life. Put it poetically, that's how it is. 22.
So recently, when
Nikhil will be able to relate to this much better now.
100%. 100%.
Do you know, what?
No.
So my friend said that after turning 25, he's like, bro, half-life crisis. I'm like, bro, you're 25.
I don't want to live beyond 50.
He's like, nah,
yeah. That's what I told.
Half-life crisis.
Yeah. So this, here's the thing, dude. Everybody is called like, your quarter-life crisis. Okay. And by my calculation, quarterly flex is going to be like, I still have four more quarters left or something like that. Three more quarters left, right? Cool. I don't want to survive three more quarters. I don't want three more quarters. I want two more quarters at max. Unless I'm having alcohol. Unless I'm having alcohol. Then it's fine.
On the other hand, I don't want to die at all.
Yeah.
What? Knows how, yeah, I don't want to die.
You don't want to die.
Empathy. High five.
Okay.
Scares the hell out of me.
Oh no.
Okay. Here's a question. Here's a question that I want to ask you, Ganpati, especially since you brought this topic here. Are you scared of dying, or are you just like, you know, scared of how you're going to die?
Neither, actually. I'm not scared existing. Of what will happen. Yes. What will happen? See, currently I have this consciousness. I know what's going on around me and all of that.
Correct.
I am scared of not having this, not being this conscious.
Okay.
So I mean, just as I speak, there's a very dark pit in my stomach. Even though I don't have any control, the idea that I have consciousness gives me a delusional sense of control. The fact that I will not have any of it. Even the delusion, that's scary. It's going too dark. That
no,
later
no, it's fine. Go on, no.
Let's go. Yeah, dark nahi hai. Ye zindagi hai.
Yeah, dark nahi hai. But it's fine. It's understandable, dude. It's understandable, actually. Go on.
I get really jittery whenever this topic comes.
Yeah.
So,
So let's go
yeah,
on. Like, unlike a dead person, like you yeah, hate death so much that
why?
You can't stay still at all.
Why? Why every time Kritin is there, people talk about death?
Kritin
yeah,
here making
yeah,
everything about himself. Like
bad
everything.
No, dude. I've been this.
He's a stand-up comic after all. That's all we do.
There are three in the panel. There are three on the panel. What the fuck?
Yeah, no, it's been happening that. See, na normal pesikittu irukken, people around me are like, bro, you're talking about death. Casually. Like, casually you're talking about it.
So you end up transitioning from a normal conversation to a death conversation. And we end up thinking that it's a normal conversation. I think it should be a normal conversation.
Yeah, see, the point is that here we went, that person which I know. See, people are like, a few of my seniors, they are drunk driving and they died. And conversation happens like this. They say, oh, in the room, they're like, bro, you're talking about death. I like, bro. And this is a conversation. I was saying to this person again, Shivani, I guess. My roommate had a dog. I was like, wait. The dog is alive. He had a dog with him. He gave it to his parents. So it has become to that point where I have to explain that had means he had it. It's not like they are dead.
Basically, whenever Kritin opens his mouth, somebody is dead. So that's what I'm implying.
Dude, one of my classmates' mom died. One of my classmates' mom died yesterday, dude.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be commenting on anything here. Let's move past this conversation, which is
okay,
a little
okay.
dark note.
Let me take over. Okay, guys, again, Shweta, Ganpati, and Nikhil.
He's been at taking over for a really long
time. Yeah, he's been taking over my life. So pissed off right now.
So I just want to know what adulting defines for you, each one.
We'll start with Rishikesh.
Rishikesh, come on, Rishikesh.
Since you are the fresh
adulting,
you are the fresh piece in the adulting spectrum.
Namala.
Actually, the real fresh piece is Arna Shweta.
Hey, what are you talking about?
No.
This sounds so wrong.
You better explain yourself.
Wait. No, he's the one who is entering adulting. I'm just still in the, like, you know, after college phase. Childhood phase.
Ennode Nikhil danna cinema.
Yeah.
Myra pochade kesa first.
Question. One opportunity adulting na enna?
What is
adulting na enna pannuvaanga?
Boomer
na enna?
Can we not interrupt every second as he speaks? Okay, Rishikesh, go on.
Actually, I had this initial thought was adulting means freedom. We have freedom. We used to work and we earn our money. We used to have freedom like that. And now it's starting to get away from me. So I'm just entering the adulting phase. So.
It's amazing how you end up going from this thought of you will have freedom from school
to
freedom from college to being owned by a company.
Exactly. So I thought there would be some free time for me to, my time or me time like that. Mm-hmm. But now I'm realizing that there is no me time in my life like that. So I need to make myself some me time. Though I'm doing stand-up, now I can't find attending open mics for that time. You know about my job, right? So
Correct. Yeah, okay, you know what? I would like to begin this conversation to
again has already started.
No.
What do you think about adulting?
Dude, Kritin, why are you a bully at times? You do realize I control myself a lot to not be a bully on the podcast, right? I know everybody's secrets. I can attack any motherfucker on the fucking group. Cool. Okay, here's the thing. The thing is, I wanted to ask each and everyone since I believe I worked harder when I was a little younger, like when I initially started off my career to versus now. Because after a point, once you get some experience, you sort of make changes to your life. It becomes a little better, at least in terms of work. I mean, I believe that a lot of people, things change for a lot of people. And speaking of things changing, Gaurav has entered the conversation. So of course the next adult to enter the group
next victim to enter the
group.
He's adulted. Yeah, sure. Good, okay. So yeah, the conversation has already started. You are in the middle and just goes adult. So okay.
And also in the dark.
It's also in the dark. Like always, like our lives. Anyway, so the thing is, तुम लोग का सबका everybody's face श्वेता ऋषिके गणपति कृतिन एंड मी लाइक और एंड गौरव डू यू थिंक यू वर्क्ड लॉट हार्डर व्हेन यू आर लाइक यंग व्हेन यू स्टार्टिंग ऑफ योर करियर्स एज यू आर एंटरिंग योर अडल्टहुड और यू नो यू आर वर्किंग लॉट हार्डर नाउ जस्ट टू यू नो पैसिफाई ऋषिकेश's क्लेम ऑफ हिम वर्किंग अ लॉट सो दैट टू गिव हिम अ सेंस ऑफ होप कि थोड़ा सा इट गेट्स बेटर Adulting. चलो ठीक है गणपति कौन
या I mean By the time you realize what's working hard, you are 20 plus.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about when you start your career, na? Like usually.
Okay. Yes, I think either it's because I'm too hard on myself or I attribute working hard to societal constructs. I think I'm not, it's more to do with enough part of it as much as it is about working hard. So, going oh my god bless you ye kuch bhi
ye Gaurav Nikhil is already pissed off at you me and Nikhil don't start this
why I was getting it okay now whatever I say it is a perfect recipe
no,
that's what she said
hum log adulting ka kaisa baat karta hai dude hum log Gaurav aata hai one dick joke he says and he fucking goes okay go on
sorry my bad
no problem
that's what Gaurav. She said
I wo joke pe main nahi hasunga abhi
Relatable. आज मैं करके आया
चलो रुको
This is what happens when you become adult. this is exactly
already halfway through of becoming adult. So
you your life either becomes recipe for that's what she said joker title of your sex tape job that's all it is
it all comes down to that
life becomes a joke the joke
चलो ये थोड़ा सा अरे बस कर रहे कितना 15 बार बोल चुका है बस हो गया बस बहुत हो गया ठीक है Yeah, exactly. Just like his life.
Back to the question. I think by societal standard, I am working hard, attributed to hustle culture and what not. Yes, in a way, I am working hard than I used to before. At the same time, I think given the timeline that I have set for myself as to what I want to achieve, the kind of life that I want to live, it is fine. As long as it does not screw up my mental health. So I know you didn't ask why or how, but I answered that as well. So yes, I do think I am working harder than when I started working.
You have started. Yeah, so Rishikesh, don't take this as inspiration. Like next. Let's move on to other people. sorry. But this is the side of you know it's so weird to see a lot of shades of people working hard and stuff.
It's working hard is okay, dude. But at what cost is the most important question. Working hard is fine. At what cost? If you're going to work hard so much that you're not going to take a moment to pat yourself on the back for the progress you have made in life, then what are you working hard for? My father keeps saying, "Edukada sambadhikira," சாப்பிடுறதுக்கு. அப்ப சாப்பிடும் போது எதுக்கு, அப்படி சாப்பிடும் போது எதுக்கு உட்காந்து கால் எல்லாம் எடுத்துட்டு இருக்கேன், which makes sense. So yeah,
100% 100%
what cost. Yeah, yes, Krishan, obedient student now.
Hey, I recently realized this, that ஹசல் கல்ச்சர் அதை பத்தி எல்லாம் பேசும்போது, dude, hustle culture is a very real shitty thing. Gary V, avangala I used to follow all their, like, Gary V, Jason Asiat, Joe Rogan, everything hustle culture. Dude, you are burning. The point is, people, they are burning out fucking really fast. Okay, wow. On the point, when I was working for me in college or school, college or my job, break no other. வேகமா சாப்பிடணும் ஏ பிரேக் உள்ள சாப்பிடணும், பிரேக் உள்ள சாப்பிடணும். பிகம் அ பாயிண்ட் வேர் ஐ ரீசென்ட்லி ரியலைஸ் தட் ஈவன் இஃப் த ஃபுட் இஸ் டேஸ்டி, ஐ அம் நாட் என்ஜாயிங் இட் அண்ட் ஈட்டிங் இட். ஸோ ஐ மேக் இட் அ பாயிண்ட், அண்ட் ஈவன் சச் எ ஹிப்போக்ரைட், ஈவன் வைல் ஈட்டிங் ஃபுட் ஐ அம் நாட் என்ஜாயிங் இட் அண்ட் ஈட்டிங் இட். ஐ அம் லைக் சர்ச்சிங் ஃபார் எனி நெட்ஃபிளிக்ஸ், யூடியூப், அதை பார்த்துட்டு சாப்பிடலாம். பிகாஸ் இந்த 20-30 minutes ஐ சி அன் எபிசோட், ஐ வில் டூ தட், ஐ வில் டூ திஸ். So adulting has come to a point where we are thinking that we are multitasking, but we are not even doing anything properly.
Yeah.
Okay. I have made a point that if I'm going to restroom to take a dump, I don't take my phone. So I have seen a lot of my friends, they say that illa restroom poi or paathi reels paapen illa kaala news padipen. I'm doing time management.
That's the only place you skills. Should be watching reels anyway, but anyway.
But I have made a point that I used to listen to songs while taking a bath. I stopped that. I'm like, buddy, you're taking a bath. Fucking do one job properly. Why are you combining two jobs together? So I'm trying. See, again, I'm not perfect at it. I'm trying to eat my food without watching any.
Yeah?
No, he said he's not.
Yeah?
No, the point is, I don't listen to music.
Achha, sorry. Like, my bad.
இத்தனை
சால் ஹோகே 30 saal ஹோனே ஹை உஸ்கோ
ஹே பகவான்
சோடோ கிருத்தன் ப்ளீஸ் போல்னா
தட்ஸ் தி பெஸ்ட் டிஸ் யூ கேன் கிவ் இட்
உஸ்கோ நானே கோ நீ ஆதா கே கர் ரஹா தூ லைஃப் மே.
And the point is that you guys know, I'm again slightly moving away from that. You know Charles Bukowski, right? The poet.
Yeah.
The depressed guy. So this is his actually poem. I saw again in reels. So it's like when nobody wakes you up in the morning and when nobody waits for you at night.
Is it freedom or
loneliness?
Freedom or loneliness.
Adulthood is that in a Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Simple. This is what is adulthood. Even if you get married, you'll feel lonely.
100%.
So even if you're married, you have somebody to wake you up or somebody to do something. Then you feel, no, I don't have freedom now. But now I don't have anybody to, hey, Krithin, wake up at 6 o'clock, go for a jog or do this. But I do, there's this sweet silver lining, sweet spot. And the two circles meet, Venn diagram circle. That's adulthood. This is what this adulthood. Yeah, it's really good at some times. It's really shitty at some times. But
that's how it should be also. You can't really expect happiness all the time. That is a thing that we expect as well. Like, I think sense of stability is different than expecting happiness all the time. Certain times we end up just wanting, expect stability, but confused with happiness. Anyway, one thing that I would like to ask everybody, since everybody will have this an opinion on this. What is that one thing that you thought worked in a childhood which is not working, which did not work once you grew up?
அப்பா வெளிய போனும் காஸ்தா.
So that's one for sure.
Agency next. Never worked in childhood. Agency was never there. So it never worked. So you're trying to tell what people, especially parents, what you want. You never even got any consideration, let alone acknowledgement. It was your want, desire, choice. None of it was considered even.
No, also it's not considered.
That's a different thing.
Now you have accepted it.
And at least now you are at a space, or I think this is again largely a very Indian thing, where once you start earning, parents themselves start distancing themselves from you. So really? I remember, at least in my case, it has happened. My dad started to distance himself from me by the time he retired from Air Force. So by the time I was 13, he said, "You're growing old. I will not touch you. In the sense, even if I get angry, I will not hit you. What's the guarantee you'll hit me? You will not hit me back."
That's a great plan. But actually, it is also very sad.
So actually, it is also very sad. Once you attain a certain age, when your own father starts distancing himself from you, that is when you realize that you are actually lonely. So, in my opinion, adulting starts right there, when you have no one to lean against. For me, at least in my case, mom has always been a post person, where I say something, she goes, takes permission from dad, and what I want happens or doesn't happen. So she has always been a postman. So later on, when I, after, let's say, by the time I joined 11th for a boarding school, he had only one adult conversation with me, saying, "See, the only difference between you and a woman is physiological. Other than that, everything else is same." He also, my mom told, "Be careful about good touch and bad touch. That's about it." College got over. He helped me, he roamed around with me, took me around at, for finding the right college for me to do MA English. It's another story that it did not happen. He was there all throughout, but he never talked about being an adult and staying by yourself and all. The only other advice he gave me was, "Don't be like me. I did not save money, you save money." That's all he said. My dad and I have never had conversations as such about sex or girlfriends or anything of that sort. I remember having a conversation with both of my parents about respect. Okay? Respect is supposed to be mutual, irrespective of who you are, even if they are parents. The first thing that came out of their mouth was, "So do you expect us to circumambulate you and then do a namaskar?" Kya hota hai? So I'm
saying thali leke poochu.
So that when that distance happens, no? So what you start when you are a kid, you say something and then the consideration and all of that never happens. So because the distance happened, now it's a daunting task for me. I can't even tell my parents that I'm in therapy.
Yeah.
So first situation, one again, a paithima. When I said I needed tuitions for maths, my father said, "Are you dumb?"
I mean, that is fine. The tuition thing.
I thought you went to. I don't know.
You paid that.
Okay, paid this or not?
Tuition,
math tuition.
That is true. Yeah. Are you dumb? Yes.
I'm basic to go.
So I'm saying agency was never there in childhood. Now, even though you have this agency, going back to Krishna's quote of Bukowski's poem, is it loneliness or freedom? So there is this question again.
Yeah.
So agency was never there. Now agency is there, but okay. So that is the question.
Fucking.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Long answer, but yes.
Go on, it's fine. Chalo, acha.
Shweta, ninge solunga.
சின்ன வயசுல இருந்தது இப்ப இல்லாததா
what you feel does not work what works
what is what works what doesn't work like what do you think there is a drastic change or something what you thought was great in your childhood but not so great in adulthood or vice versa
I thought freedom would be nice and it is nice to an extent, but again, you know, there's the same question, you know, is it loneliness or freedom? Because I think sometimes, you know, as kids, but I think it's like as kids, you were a lot more carefree or your issues were centered around studies and marks and, you know, it's all those issues and stuff. But as you grow older, you know, you are responsible for a lot more than just studying and getting marks. So that definitely is harder. And like the more you grow up, you realize that being, you know, kids was much better than this.
I think that's largely because we don't get any responsibilities when we are kids. And all of a sudden, after 18, so many responsibilities come.
I hated my childhood.
Be it financial, emotional, you know, all of that.
I hated my childhood.
I find it.
I am much happier. Like, I have no idea how the kid me dealt with the problems. I have no fucking clue. Like I have it. I'm not even kidding. Like I have, like I'm sure I have depression now, but and stuff. And I battle it every day with my anxiety. Yeah, yeah, works. But I wouldn't swap places. I love being an adult, at least in that, because fucking I know something, dude.
That's what
I know something. The intellectual capacity that I have with my friends and the intelligence that I have, I wouldn't swap it at all. Like. It's something that I have, like,
right,
because
kid me was in denial, so that was a really good phase for me.
That's great. I agree.
No, I can't agree. Be in denial.
Yeah, so there's Homer Simpson's. I guess the point is that unless and until you are again, this is some quote. Then only fools can be happy.
Yeah.
I think it is. Who wrote Mark Twain? Mark Twain said this. Mark Twain or Kafka.
Kafka, I guess. Kafka. See, we are talking about Kafka and all.
It's fine. Mark of
adulting.
Mark of adulting. Rishikesh, do you relate to any of this?
Or do you think anything has changed?
I can relate to Ranpati. Like, dad's adulting is. Like once he gets angry, now after 14 or 15, he used to hit the stools around me, or he used
won't
to throw.
Hit you.
Yeah. So now I got to realize, okay, this is what's happening. And my mom used to hit me once.
What a crazy line.
Tamil pestlanda.
Illa, adhaadu. இல்ல அதாவது ஒரு ஸ்டேஜ்க்கு அப்புறம் வந்து கையில் அடிச்சா ஹர் ஹேண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ஹர்ட்டிங் சொல்லிட்டு ஷி வுட் ஹிட் மீ வித் தட் ஹார்ட் கோம்ப் யூ நோ மேலன்
ஓ
கோம்ப் தொடப்ப
கோம்ப் கோம்ப் ஹார்ட் கோம்ப்
கோம்ப்
சீப் 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 சோ ஷி யூஸ்ட் டு ஹிட் மீ வித் தட்
ரைஸ் டு
ஃபார் எவ்ரி மேக்ஸ் எக்ஸாம் ஐ யூஸ்ட் டு ஹிட் மீ
ஐ மீன் ஃபார் மீ ஹிட்டிங் ஸ்டாப்ட் ஆஃப்டர் 5th கிரேட் பட் தென் I think that's around the time when distance also started happening.
Then came this.
No, I want that distance. I don't want to be hit and all.
No. I'm saying emotional distancing.
It's fine.
So at least till 5th grade, I used to come back home and tell my mom everything that used to happen at school.
I mean, did you have like, ye ladki ko pataya main aisa stories? I'm 100% sure she wouldn't have appreciated that.
Nikhil, everybody.
There are people.
I have liked
fuck
girls
it.
And all that.
Itna FOMO hota hai malum, because that was my peak. But anyway, yeah, go on. Sorry, continue.
Yeah, so the distance started happening. I think it's also a large part of it is because my mom had to take care of her parents. Who lived in the same street but had to be there, because of which my dad also has to be there. So as extension, we the two of us also used to keep shuttling between our house and grandparents' house. So by the time we realized where we are, we grew up.
It's very fast.
And when they come here, no, again I'm not here with them. I have one day off in the whole week. And while talking to them, I already feel, my God, they don't understand what I'm saying. Or it is already falling into the box of Ninalvata Padista Periyalaita. Either it is arrogant dismissal or outright dismissal because it doesn't fit with their values, or subservient or at least apparent subservience, where they say, it's one of these two extremes. when there is no effort to try to be open and understand, no, you also stop feeling like telling them anything. There was this one time I went out on a date after work and then came back home, and my mom was already looking for girls. You need to get married, you are old and all of that. So I came back home and told, "Amma, ponnu paathutu varen." That's what I said.
Kar kya?
Enna na solli ponnu paakradhukku.
So I mean, visibly, I mean, she was surprised, of course. Surprise is mildly putting it. I think shock.
Yeah, yeah, shock.
I thought arranged marriage was the way forward for you. But anyway, go on. Sorry.
Of course, I didn't tell her how I met her and all that. So I told her this is what does she do? She works at an NGO. She's a Malayali. Okay. Where does her father work? What? Very lama. We did not talk all that. Okay, then what were you talking then? Are you?
I'm not talking at all.
Are you?
So when they try to understand, then when marriage itself becomes so many things, so when my ideology of marriage is different. I believe in the concept of marriage. For them, marriage is a communion of two different families, more than the two individuals. I don't understand all of this. Great. So, the distance only increases. So, adulthood, in a way, from parents, it is far removed. And if they very actively choose not to listen. I've also seen parents who, at least heard of stories where, at least Shweta says certain things, no? I think, is there a way to adopt parents? Can I adopt your dad or can I adopt your mom? That's what goes on in my head. Because
I think
conversations
for me.
So some conversations when you speak and when someone understands, no, it makes sense. So And when it doesn't happen to you, you feel, yaar, if only my parents also understood. Alright, forget understanding, at least put an effort to.
You know what? Ganpati.
Your parents will be like,
parents,
if only my son listens to me.
Yeah, exactly. If only my son or daughter listens to me. Exactly.
They are thinking of adopting other sons.
Yeah.
He's thinking of adopting his parents.
I
agree. No, this is a generation thing. Yeah. It's a generation gap.
I think
our kids would be the. I mean, not my kids. I'm not having any. But kids also. No, even if I end up having,
we'll
kids,
adopt.
I'll adopt.
Yeah.
I'll adopt.
Nikhil,
I'll
football team.
I'm going to. I'm going to actually nasbandi. I'm going to stop so that I don't produce. It's fine. I'll do it.
Indira Gandhi, right? Or Sonia Gandhi?
Kaun paisa ke liye kharch karega? Quantum ke liye kaun paisa kharch karega?
Indira Gandhi, right?
What Indira Gandhi?
Sonia Gandhi.
Sonia?
Pent Bandhi and Quantum? I don't know.
So upon a time, so as India's population was increasing, so people were roaming on. Vivek comedy could have roaming on.
Sonia Gandhi's time.
Sonia Gandhi.
Yeah. Forceful snipping.
That's what she said.
No, mass castration. Like dogs, they will put you inside an ambulance and then they'll operate and then throw you out. Dude, that's how it happened.
Yeah.
They will have their targets on virile men, apparently. Throw them inside a van, castrate them, snip it off, and then throw it back like castrated dogs.
You're not joking.
I think that's where men are dogs started, I think. But anyways, moving on to adulting, Shweta, you were saying
something. Okay, Shweta, you can tell me.
Great joke. Go on, Shweta.
Ganpati was saying something, right, about parents distancing and stuff.
Yeah,
but
I think
for me personally, I feel more closer with my parents than I felt when I was a kid. So I think it You know, depends.
Jalti aag mein tel.
100%. Jalti aag mein tel.
Hey, see,
yeah,
the point is that the point is that as I'm growing older, I'm able to understand a few things. I'm not pretty much happy what my parents did to me when I was growing up. But
yeah,
as I, again, because of this show, sorry, I have to speak about it. Guys, you don't have to.
Bojack Horseman.
Yeah.
Bojack Horseman. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, Bojack's mom will be really shitty to him. She'll be like, ரொம்ப ரொம்ப மீனான திங்ஸ் சொல்லுவாங்க அண்ட் போஜாக் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தட் போஜாக் குட் இஸ் தாட் ஆஃப் பை போஜாக் இஸ் அண்ட் தஸ் அன் எபிசோட் பியூட்டிஃபுல் எபிசோட் வேர் யூ சீ வாட் ஹேப்பன் டு போஜாக்ஸ் மம் அண்ட் போஜாக் டசன்ட் நோ தட் பிளாஷ் பேக்ல நம்மளுக்கு முடிக்க காமிப்பாங்க போஜாக் ஒன்ட் நோ இட் அண்ட் அஃப்டர் பாயிண்ட் வில் பி ஃபீலிங் சேட் ஃபார் போஜாக் அண்ட் வில் பி ஃபீலிங் மச் மோர் சேட் ஃபார் போஜாக்ஸ் மம் பட் தட் டசன்ட் ஜஸ்டிஃபை ஹர் டூயிங்ஸ் பட் இன் அ வே இஃப் யூ கெட் ஆங்கிரி ஐ வில் பி லைக் ஐயோ நவ் ஐம் நாட் லைக் கெட்டிங் ஆங்கிரி ஐ லைக் ஐயோ பாவம் ஐம் அட் தட் ஸ்டேஜ்
சீ ஐ அம் அட் தட் ஸ்டேஜ் மை ஒன்லி கம்ப்ளைண்ட் ஆர் லாங்கிங் ராதர் இஸ் தட் வைல் ஐ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் யூ ஐ திங்க் யூ ஆல்சோ ட்ரை டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் மீ ஃபார் இன்ஸ்டன்ஸ் ஐ லிசன் டு ஹர் என்டையர்லி டாக்கிங் அபவுட் வை யூ ஹேவ் சர்டன் மேரேஜ் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆல் ஆஃப் தட் சம் ஆஃப் இட் ஐ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தட் இட் இஸ் சென்சிபிள் ஃபார் இன்ஸ்டன்ஸ் தெர் இஸ் திஸ் நலுங்கு திங் தட் ரிச்சுவல் தட் கோஸ் ஆன் மேரேஜஸ் When my dad told me this is essentially for the bride and the groom to get used to each other's touch. Fantastic. Instead of all of a sudden, no, that's very nice, it's sensible. But what is the point in coming, my brother-in-law coming and throwing something into the fire because he happened to be the brother of the bride?
Usko aag mein bhi dalte
ga. Mera bas chale, main usi ko aag mein dal dete.
Adik pair sati, reverse.
No. I'm talking about the brother. Talking about the brother, not the bride. So, all of that is unnecessary. Why should the bride, I talked about it last year about weird rituals in marriage. Apparently, it is the bride's brother's duty to set the first night bed and all of it. Why? Why?
I mean, you're
rubbing his
eyes. Shweta is like, oh shit, Nanu. What's going on?
Kritin doing this for no reason.
Now Shweta will call her brother.
What? No, actually, it is apparently you have to decorate the room, the brother's responsibility. Why are you rubbing his single hood on his face? He knows he's single. Why do this?
But so, who knows he's single?
What I'm saying is,
your brother.
These rituals, when I tell them it is unnecessary, waste of time, waste of money and all of that, they don't understand. So, that is where I'm coming from. I understand that you empathize and you feel bad that, okay, they had it worse. So they are showing it down on us, yes, as well as it is not justified. Now that I understand why you did this, you hear me out. The hearing out part is not happening.
See, enna porthu irukku, growing up is that for you to accept that they are not going to listen to you. Simple, dude. Simple. See, they are 60, 70 or I don't know, 40, 45 plus or 50, 50 plus. So when I get takkunu or pudusa technology kuduthu or any ideology I'm saying to change, it takes time for you. For pretty much young blood, they are pretty much old. You have to accept the fact that they are not going to accept few things. I try to talk about LGBTQ. IA+ sold latna jail potuvanga to my parents don't accept it because avangala ottuk mudiyilla enna panna mudiyum.
They think it's unnatural. Yeah.
It will take time for them to understand. That doesn't mean Ganpati that try panada. Keep on trying slowly. Again, see.
Yeah.
Again, the point is, sorry, Shweta, but in a poem, you have read that they become kids. William Wordsworth poem or some poem that.
Child is the father of the
child. Yeah.
So the point is that I feel like sort of like a parent to my parents now. Hey, salam banaring, salam velaya soladinga, pula velaya pesa kudada, tapu.
That transition happened, yeah.
The point is that they can make a mistake. I don't want to make them, see again, as a parent, வெளியே போய் நாலு பேர் அசிங்கப்படுத்திடக்கூடாது பொறுத்த வரைக்கும் அவ்வளோதான் பிகாஸ் இஃப் தேர் கிட் கிட்ஸ் ஆர் ஓகே தேர் அடல்ட்ஸ் இது கூட உங்களுக்கு தெரியலையான்னு சொல்லிட்டானா இட் கிரியேட் அ மச் மோர் டீப்பர் இம்பாக்ட் தன் இட் கிரியேட்ஸ் ஃபார் அ கிட் ஐ கெஸ் பட் த பாயிண்ட் இஸ் டு அகெயின் ஸ்லோலி டாக் டு யுவர் பேரண்ட்ஸ் அஸ் கிட்ஸ் ஹவ் யூ ட்ரீட் த கிட்ஸ் அந்த மாதிரி தான் அகெயின் தேர் நாட் கோயிங் டு சேஞ்ச்
ஓவர் நைட்
பட் இட் வில் டேக் டைம் சம்டைம்ஸ் தே மேட் நாட் சேஞ்ச் அட் ஆல் பட் த பாயிண்ட் as a duty of a son or daughter is to teach them slowly, slowly things. எனக்கும் எங்க அம்மாக்கெல்லாம் நிறைய சண்டை வரும். மை மதர் டசன்ட் ஹி டிட் நோ லைக் ஃபியூ திங்ஸ் இன் வாட்ஸ்அப் ஷீஸ் லைக் நீ பண்ணி கொடு நீ பண்ணி கொடு ஐம் லைக் யூ டு இட்
ஐ அக்ரி ஐ டு தட்
ஐ ஆஸ்கிங் மீ டு டு இட் யூ டு இட் மை மதர் ஷவுட்ஸ் அட் மீ டு இட்ஸ் 1 மினிட் திங் யூ கேன் பண்ணிட்டு போயிடலாம் இல்ல நீங்க பண்ணுங்க இப்போ நான் இப்போ ஐ கேம் டு சென்னை என் தங்கச்சியும் படிக்க போயிட்டாங்க யார் பண்ணுவா எங்க கத்துப்பீங்க இப்போ நாங்க இருக்கும்போது நீங்க கத்துக்கோங்க ஃபைட்ஸ் மீ அண்ட் மை மம் ஃபைட் அ லாட் ரியலி ரியலி ஸ்மால் ஸ்மால் திங்ஸ் சண்டை போட்டுப்போம் மை பாயிண்ட் இஸ் ஐம் லைக் மம் லேர்ன் இட் மை மம் டிடன்ட் நோ ஹவ் டு யூஸ் அன் ஏடிஎம் லைக் என்ன ஏடிஎம்ல பயம் உங்களுக்கு வாங்க ஏடிஎம் போலாம் தென் ஷீ இஸ் யூசிங் அன் ஏடிஎம் So the point is then again we have to push our parents as our parents pushed ourselves again that's also part of childhood I mean sorry adulthood where you become like a parent to your parents and take care of them not just take care of them but ask them to grow society eppadi maarudho illayo ne and one more thing about society is that is drastically changing again and again few things even I can't accept myself polygamy endral ennale ottukka mudiyadhu I and people are fine with it but I don't know to say I'm matured yeah, enough or
the point is even if you're not okay with it it's like as long as you're not you know restricting them or their lifestyle yeah. That's what the entire thing is
tereko koi karne nahi bol raha hai bro the entire point to having a conversation about something is to the ability to talk and not be forced upon by saying ki this shouldn't exist
Again, see, திருப்பி டிவியேட் ஆகுறோம் தட்ஸ் வாட் ஐம் சேயிங் கணபதி இஸ் அ ஸ்லோ ப்ராசஸ் இட்ஸ் அ ரியலி ரியலி ஸ்லோ ப்ராசஸ் ஃபார் தம் டு மேக் ஃபார் தம் டு ஃபார் யூ டு மேக் தம் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தீஸ் திங்ஸ் ஆர் ஓகே
அண்ட்
ஃபார் தம் அகைன் டியூ யுவர் பேரண்ட்ஸ் கிளீன் அதே தான் தி கிளீன் யுவர் டயப்பர்ஸ் வேற வழி இல்லை முருகேஷா பண்ணி தான் ஆகணும் நம்ம
Dude, yeah.
Again, I
like it. It's not a forceful thing, dude. If it's draining you out,
padna.
It's fine. Okay.
And also, it is not entirely fair.
It is not entirely
not fair to compare our childhood as such to the adulthood. Because when you are children, you don't know stuff. You don't know any better. That is different from talking to an adult and trying to convey your perspective. I'm not even worried about convincing them. I'm absolutely sure, certain and convinced of this fact that you cannot convince anyone. The only thing you can do is convey your conviction. That's all. I'm not trying to convince my parents. All I'm saying is see that my personal choice is different from what you think it should be. That's all I'm trying to establish with my parents. And every time it comes back to, you cannot do this. My question is, why? Answer that, why? Because how does that affect way of living? Is it hurting anyone? If it's not hurting anyone, might as well. If, in my opinion, anything that does not hurt anyone, saves money, time, effort and energy, it is dispensable. Might as well do away with it. Not do it at all. It's just like marriage, when it's essentially supposed to be for about two individuals, why involve families and make it a big affair in front of a whole village or a city, spend money for people to impress people that you don't like, buy stuff that you
for
don't
them
need.
To tell saapadu nalala
Ganpati fight club poita wow fight club la poga
no even though everything is perfect they will expect they are not giving any respect
like, mariyade illa
patrikayila irru vittu pochu pona
Ganpati ena porthadikkum people are people Ganpati as you said you can't judge but the point is change ayyo na rama philosophical la pesra ne mai ratam the point is slow 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 ah maatha mudiyum first namba maathano அதனால நம்ம அண்ணன் தம்பி தங்கச்சி இருந்தா அவங்கள மாத்தணும், அப்புறம் தான் பேரண்ட்ஸ் பண்ணும். அதே நம்ம பேரண்ட்ஸும் ஏன் என் பையன் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் மார்க் வாங்கல, ஏன் என் பையன் ஐஏஎஸ் படிக்கல, ஏன் என் பையன் இல்லைன்னு சொல்லிட்டு அவங்களும் வருத்தப்படுவதால செய்யறாங்க. சரி, அவங்களையும் குத்தம் சொல்ல முடியாது, நம்ம நம்மளையும் குத்தம் சொல்ல முடியாது, நம்ம யாரையும் குத்தம் சொல்ல முடியாத நிலைமையில தான் இருக்கும். ஓகேவா? சில பேர் மட்டும் பெருசா புலித்தி ஆட்டே நானும் நல்லவன்டா, நானும் ஓகேடா, எனக்கு எல்லாமே தெரியும் டான் பேசுவாங்க. பட் எண்ட் ஆஃப் த டே அகெயின் நான் புலித்தின்னு ஒத்துக்கிறேன்டா. அகெயின் ஐ சா திஸ் அகெயின் ரீல், இல்ல இல்ல அகெயின் ஃபர்காட் திஸ் திஸ் கைஸ் நேம், வாட்ஸ் ஹிஸ் நேம். There was a guy who says that people who are being woke now, it's just a sense of gratification which they want. That's what I have been saying this for time being. People, again, we are deviating. I'll finish with this. That people, hey, woke, 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 abdin solravanga Instagram la solravanga la nija valkaila woke la nadandhu paathadhe kedaiyadhu. Even if they are faking it a lot. Yeah. Again, it's just a thing. Hey, na vandu organic or product one use panta, na nallaven, na ulagathukku nalla senjirukken. Just to feel gratification of that they are doing, according to me, and deep down,
just to show off.
Some people show off, but some people for sense of gratification they do that. இப்ப நீயே பாரு, நீயே போய் ஒருத்தவங்களுக்கு ஓகே ஓகே பை
பை பை. But did you this is a sign of this is a sign of adulthood.
Class irukku
anyway, class but did you
guard monotical
did you finish saying or did you finish your thoughts, did we enter did you finish what you had to say?
I'm way too
this is adulthood,
way too sleep deprived.
You see dark circles, this is adulthood.
This is what all adulthood dark circles say. Even at
no, I mean, I'm going back to childhood, right? Starting college, I have big books that I got to study, so
I'm deviating. I'll ask you one question. How many of you have been away for like from house for a year or longer than that? I guess Nikhil, Ganpati, Ishikeshila. What are the small things which you are happy that hey, na veetla illa nalla enjoy panna mudiyudhu?
Actually, I've been 3 months I've been there.
Thambi, adhaan kanak kadaiyadhu.
3 maasala vacation.
Naane decent.
I was at work,
Naane decent ah unna vandhu idhu mari karaiya koodadhu. Decent ah Ganpati Nikhil nu solittu move aagittu irukka. Neene vandhu biryani panunga nu sonna.
3 maasala vacation pa.
Again, Ganpati and I can talk much more about it because you are staying now. Tanya, chinna chinna vishayangal enna, you are just happy that I'm not at home. What are the small, small things you wish, shit, I miss this at home? That veetla irundha mari inge illa appdin solla.
To be very honest, I feel suffocated with parents around.
Great thing, I agree.
Because being born in a Brahmin family, you have certain, I mean, this is, I don't feel very good about it completely. So there are certain practices that you have to do. Prayer that happens thrice a day, right?
In English, ma.
But funny. But only 5 times a day.
Great thing. Go on.
But we have all the elements of getting cancer.
Hum log ko hona bhi chahiye malum. Hum log ko hona bhi chahiye.
Just okay. Because we are not famous, we can talk anything.
Chalo, bol.
Anyways, so I don't like doing that because I don't see any point in it. In the past 3-4 years, my idea of God itself has changed. And all that I see in the scriptures or the hymns that I have to chant, it is always asking for something from the entity. My concept of God has moved from there to Kamal Haasan's concept, where he says, when you are able to shed a tear for a life for someone who's passed away, who you have absolutely no connection with, you are God. or when you are when you have when you set out on an intention to hurt someone, and at that moment when the opportunity is right there, you change your mind and ask for forgiveness, that is what for me it has come down to that. And that is all there is to God, in my opinion. Why should I do that? Is one side of it. So I am a lot happier that I am by myself, and I don't miss anything from childhood. Maybe that those small things, like there are days where you just want to lie down on your mom's lap, or the little moments where your mother does a tail malish on your head, food. Yeah, of course, you miss your mom's food. So when she comes, she takes over the kitchen, that's there. Or the times where you remember them fondly now, because you feel they are important now, but when that happened when you were younger, you do not know how important that was. The times when I remember going on my father's serious super champ, that's what he had. So I used to sit in front and he used to take me on around. So these little things, of course, and to see, not that miss them, it is painful to see that they are also aging. Like, yeah. That the man who used to lift me up and put me on his head, he finds it hard to lift a suitcase. So you see they are aging, and it hurts. So as much as I enjoy being by myself, I don't miss anything from childhood other than these little things.
வீட்டுலதான் இருக்க போறேன் access எல்லாமே பக்கத்துல பக்கத்துல இருக்கணும். The place, the room which I stay is good. Again, Ganpati has come. It's pretty much decent.
Yes.
It's not decent. It's really good, to be honest.
Very good. But
again, because I'm earning, I'm able to. The small things which I miss, நான் என்ன சொல்றேன்னா, காலை எங்க வீட்டில் நான் வந்து டெய்லி காலையில் இந்த பண்ண நடக்கும். ஐ ஜென்ரலி வேக் அப் ஓலி 7 or 6. த பாயிண்ட் இஸ் எந்திரிச்சு பெட்ல இருப்பேன். எங்கள் அம்மா காஃபி கிளக்கி வச்சா மட்டும்தான் போய் பல்லுவேன். இட்ஸ் ஜஸ்ட் அ ஸ்மால் ஃபன் திங். நீங்கள் காஃபி வைங்க, நான் பல் இழக்கிறேன். இட்ஸ் நான் பெட் காஃபி குடிக்க மாட்டேன், ப்ரஷ் மை டீத் அண்ட் ட்ரிங்க், பட் த பாயிண்ட் இஸ் அந்த காஃபி ஸ்மெல் வரணும், அதான் எந்திரிக்கணும்னு தோணும். இட்ஸ் ரியலி ஸ்மால் திங். இட்ஸ் ரியலி லைக் லக்ஸூரியஸ் திங் டு ஹேவ் இன் யுவர் லைஃப். அகெயின், ஐ மிஸ் தட். அந்த ஒரு ஸ்வீட்டான திங் தானே, ஒருத்தவங்க காலில் உங்களுக்காக எந்திரிக்கிறதுக்கு மாதிரி காஃபி செஞ்சு வைக்கிறாங்க. அகெயின் மை மம் ஷவுட்ஸ், உனக்கு எந்த மைத்துக்கு காஃபி, போய் பல் இழக்கிட்டு வா. அப்புறமா நான் வேணுங்கன்னே பல்ல அழகாம கிச்சன்ல போய் உட்காந்துப்பேன், நீங்க காஃபி செய்யுங்க, அப்பதான் பல்ல அழகுவேன். அகைன் ஐ மிஸ் தி ஸ்வீட் திங். அகைன் மை மம் ரியலி குக்ஸ் ரியலி குட் ஃபுட் அண்ட் பேக்ஸ் ரியலி குட் கேக்ஸ். அகைன் ஐ மிஸ் தட். தீஸ் ஆர் ஸ்மால் ஸ்மால் திங்ஸ் ஐ மிஸ் தட். எங்க அப்பா வந்து டிஷர்ட்னா கூட அயன் பண்ணி தான் வைப்பார். த பாயிண்ட் இட் ஹஸ் காட்டன் இன் டு சோ மீ தட் நான் டிஷர்ட் அயன் பண்ணி, இப்ப நான் டிஷர்ட் போட்டுட்டு இருக்கேன். என் ரூம் அசிங்கமா எதுக்கு டிஷர்ட் அயன் பண்றேன்னு. Okay, this Rishikesh is like zoned off, bored, more real pathetic.
Na adha illa illa adha edhu illa ntingle appra enna pesunga nee enna pesikringa pesa
and the point is these are small things which I miss. Again, ideologically enga appa na avla pesike matta. Only thing which me and my dad talks about are politics. எனக்கு பாலிடிக்ஸ் பற்றி, எங்கள் அப்பா பாலிடிக்ஸ் வேற லெவல் இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட். எல்லாம் புக்ஸ்லாம் படிப்பார், நியூஸ்லாம் பார்ப்பார், வேற லெவல் என்கேஜாக இருப்பார். இப் ஐ ஆஸ்கிங் எனி திங் அபவுட் பாலிடிக்ஸ், ஹி கேன் டாக் ஹவர்ஸ் அண்ட் ஹவர்ஸ். அண்ட் ஸ்போர்ட்ஸ், கிரிக்கெட், எங்கள் அப்பா கிரிக்கெட் பிடிக்கும், எனக்கு கிரிக்கெட் பிடிக்காது. இப் ஐ ஆஸ்க் அபவுட் கிரிக்கெட், ஹில் டாக். ஸோ தஸ் பாண்டிங்கிறதுக்கு வந்து ஒரு சான்ஸே கிடைக்கல. நான் எங்கள் அப்பா இந்த படம், எங்கள் அப்பாவுக்கு படம் பார்க்க பிடிக்கும். அப்பா இந்த படம் பாருங்கன்னா அகெயின் ஹி வாண்ட் பி ஏபிள் டு சிட் அண்ட் வாட்ச். சண்டேனா அகெயின் தே வாண்ட் டு ஸ்லீப், தே வாண்ட் டு டு சம் அதர் திங். அந்த பாண்டிங்காக ஒரு ஆப்பர்ச்சுனிட்டியே கிடைக்கல. எங்கள் அம்மா கூட நான் லைட்டாக பாண்ட் ஆயிப்பேன், பிகாஸ் நான் பேசுவேன். அம்மா ஜாலியாக பேசிக்கலாம், பட் அப்பா கூட அந்த பாண்டிங்கே இல்லை. நான்லாம் ரொம்ப எங்கே இருக்கேன் பற்றி சே, நமக்கு இல்லையே. பட் த பாயிண்ட் இஸ் ஐ ஹவ் டு அக்செப்ட் தட் ஃபேக்ட், நான் பாண்டிங் இல்லை. இப்போ என்ன பண்ண முடியாது, ஐ கேன் ட்ரை, ஹீ கேன் ட்ரை, அவ்வளோதான். ஆ ஸோ தீஸ் ஆர் திங்ஸ், ஸ்மால் ஸ்மால் திங்ஸ் ஐ கேன் சி. டியூட் இப்போ நான் நைட் வந்து பெப்சி ஆர்டர் பண்ணி என்னால் குடிக்க முடியும், ஃபக்கிங் அடல்ட்டிங்.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I think I talked
that's
about
not adult, that's here. Zepto. That's Zepto.
Blink it.
That's what I said when I said agency. So we did not have much agency when we were children. Now yeah. we have a lot of it now.
Yeah.
At the same time, the missing part, I mean, so all of these, all the things that Kritin said, no? Very sweet, very cute things. I never had anything of that sort at all. First of all, no habit of drinking tea, coffee. Okay, at home, one, and I have to be up before the sun is up.
I would love the to caste, do that.
The caste thing, of course.
Oh,
and
oh,
beyond yes. the and if it's not
Kritin
that,
would love to do that.
You,
as
you
well.
Get in, you,
the caste.
Hey, no, dude.
You get insulted, dude. You get insulted. காலையில எழுந்துக்க முடியல, நீ எல்லாம் சம்பாத்தியம் பட்டி கிடைக்க போறியா? How are those two related? I don't understand. My father loves Tirupur. So I mean nice. he has harped down about that one particular Tirupur. I remember it now. He saw it in passing in my school office room once, staff office room once when I was in 9th. He remembered it. He says
pulling enna koran
enna நெடுநீர் மரபி மடி துயில் இவனாங்கும் கெடுநீரார் காம கலன், விச் மீன்ஸ் ஸ்லீப்பிங் டூ லாங், லேசினஸ், லெத்தார்ஜி, லேசினஸ் அண்ட் லெத்தார்ஜி மீன் த சேம் திங், நெடுநீர் ஃபர்கெட்ஃபுல்னஸ் அண்ட் ப்ரோக்ராஸ்டினேஷன், தீஸ் ஃபோர் ஆர் பீப்புள் லவ் தீஸ் ஃபோர் ஹூ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு கெட் எனிவேர் இன் லைஃப். Well, I understand this, but you don't have to keep hammering it down a 15-year-old's head, no, every single day. 9th and 10th, that's all I heard, mostly. So I am glad I don't have to hear that anymore. I don't miss any of
that. See, again, let me put yourself in your dad's shoes. Again, now உங்க அப்பாவுக்கு வந்து ஏன் சொல்றாங்க இதுக்கு வந்து சப்போர்ட் பண்ணனும்னு சொன்னாங்க.
He told me.
அதனால தான் சொல்றாங்க.
I understand that.
But it gets in your nerves. It gets in your nerves.
Yeah. But he also said the same thing at one point when becoming daddy issues.
Towards the end it turned into decoding family. No? Decoding.
Yeah, adulting is part
of that. No.
Adulting is
not for
creating family.
Uh-huh.
It's
yeah.
about creating family.
Not
and
for everybody.
Family.
Yeah, yeah.
It see, it's also
us.
Part of adulting.
It is
for us.
It is not for everybody.
Hey, engineering optional இருக்குலடா நிக்கில. Engineering படிக்கும்போது optional ஒரு subject இருக்கும்ல.
Yeah.
இது எடுக்கலாம் இல்ல அது எடுக்கலாம். அந்த மாதிரி இது ஒரு optional எங்களுக்கு முடிச்சுக்கலாம்.
Yeah, dude. Good.
I think it's optional. At one point or the other, we end up thinking about our childhood and how different it is, and it comes back to this point of what cost are we have we become adults. While there is a lot of talk, but there is a lot of discussion about keeping your inner child alive and all that, no?
Yeah,
how comfortable are we actually even looking at that inner child? Forget being that inner child, how comfortable are we looking at that inner child? If our inner child is essentially about all this, all is essentially core memory is made of fear, rejection and sadness. You don't want that inner child, you would rather kill that inner child.
Very deep.
Correct. So in a way adulting is understanding all of that, trying to make peace with it, at the same time moving on with what you have right now and also thinking about future. So it's all of this.
Ganpati, even our parents are adulting. They are 60. Still they are adulting.
Everybody,
still they are trying to figure out. Still they are trying to figure out their own family.
It is a thing. Yeah. The major part about adulting is the major part. Unlearning the things that we did learn. As we grew up. I think that is one of the most major parts about adulting. Because see, here's the thing. parents, anybody, Rishikesh, you can listen to this because it involves you as well here. The thing is, parents raise us to become a version of themselves, right? They don't raise us to become a version of ourselves. They raise us to become a version of themselves, right? When they raise it, they also portray their values and whatever their thinking is. I'm not saying anything right or wrong here. I'm just saying how, as Indians, we are projected to raise ourselves, right? They are not provided to have individual thoughts, individual, you know, anything, intellectualities or anything. Because anyway, unless you are exposed to that kind of an environment, you don't really get that. You don't really have that environment where you can think of, okay, this is a thought process that I ended up learning by myself, or rather through help of somebody. Do you agree to this or not? Then I'll protect it from. Do you agree to this? Cool. So when you have this, when you have a set of values, which was accepted during the time that they raised us, and suddenly we, because we are exposed more to the education that we are receiving. Like, for example, if we end up meeting people a lot more, we end up meeting different parts of people a lot more, and we end up meeting or rather reading or, you know, getting exposed to the kind of knowledge that we are exposed to, we understand, okay, this is not right. I should change. I should become better. The education is not being getting to our families at all. Okay. Which is a thing that is there. It is not getting there at all. So do you really think we are meeting people that we are meeting? It is not possible. It is not possible. So they raised us to think. The raising itself, so that is the thing. After a point, adulting is a scam. That's how I just come to it. He uses realize what is happening and does this thing work? Does this not work? And then you go with it, because it is a luxury in a way. Luxury, whatever you want to look at it, it's a luxury or unnecessary requirement for us. I became like a proper adult, you want to call it, at 23. For a lot of people, they became adult when they were 13. Circumstances expose you to become an adult. It is not age, it is not anything else. So for me, at least, when did you guys become an adult? Like, did you realize that adulthood hit you?
எண்ணெயோட விலை நல்ல எண்ணெயோட ஒரு லிட்டரோட விலை 336 ரூபாய் 432 ரூபாய் 426 ரூபாய் அது வாங்கும் போது நான் அடல்ட் ஆயிட்டேன்னு சொல்லிட்டு
எனக்கு தோணுச்சு.
போன மாசம்
லாஸ்ட் வீக் டு ரியலைஸ் இட் ஃபார் தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டைம் லாஸ்ட் வீக்
No, I buy, see, like vegetables oda vela theriyum because na vand I used to buy vegetables for my home. Ama amchudanga fruits oda vela theriyum because I go, but I have never bought oil, cooking oil. I have never went and bought out like one liter, especially nalla enna, GG oil, and I'm seeing 400 and something rupees, 416, and I wanted it in a bottle, in a plastic bottle, so I don't need another bottle to keep it in. So check nalla na da irundichu. Okay, that is 436. Ella scam dam pa adha pathi nam appuram pesalam. Nam ve mathra nam ve mathu vaangurom, but 436 rupees, like fuck dude, it's costlier than fucking petrol.
Yeah.
Apparama I had to buy. This is like sudden. I know ₹400 ₹450 ₹500 ₹1000 See, மயிருங்கிறது இஸ் ரியலி காமன் வேர்ட் மை மம் யூஸ் இட் இட்ஸ் நாட் அ பேட் வேர்ட் அட் அவர் ஹோம் ஏன்னா என்ன மைத்துக்க என்ன மைத்துக்கு அப்படி வாங்கடி ஏன் 200 ரூபாய் 1.5 லிட்டர்லாம் வாங்க மாட்டியா ஏன் 250 லிட்டர்லாம் வாங்க மாட்டியா இப்போ வாங்க 1 லிட்டர் தானா லைக் இட்ஸ் லைக் மீ தட் ஃபக் இட்ஸ் ரியலி காஸ்ட்லி டு பி அன் அடல்ட்னு சொல்லிட்டு பட் see the point is I've been like growing up itself my parents used to give me all loan at extended time periods. ஸ்கூல் படிக்கும் போது கூட யூஸ் டு கோ பிஹேவ் தட் ஐ கேன் மேனேஜ் எப்படியாச்சும் இவன் மேனேஜ் பண்ணிப்பான். தே ஹேவ் தட் பிலீஃப் இன் மீ, பட் மை சிஸ்டர் தே ஹேவ் ஜீரோ பிலீஃப் பிகாஸ் ஷீ இஸ் சோ டிபெண்டன்ட் ஆன் தெம். ஈவன் ஐ அம் டிபெண்டன்ட் ஆன் மை பேரண்ட்ஸ் இன் சர்டன் வேஸ் பட் தே லைக் கிருத்தின் பார்த்துப்பான். கிருத்தின் ஹீ நோஸ் ஹவு டு டூ, மை சிஸ்டர் டசன்ட் நோ டு குக், ஐ நோ டு குக். ஸோ இட்ஸ் லைக் ஹாங் கிருத்தின் ஐம் லைக் எங்க அம்மா எனக்கு கத்தெல்லாம் தரல எப்படி சமைக்கணும். Most of the time, my mother will be cooking. I would sit and watch what my mother is cooking. So, I know, this is how I am going to do it. Suppose, if you are going to eat a puli, then you are going to eat it. It's not that my mother taught me. I have seen my mother doing it. So, my mother is like, huh, this he, if I am leaving all alone, he can be an adult. And one more thing, my mother said this to me, called and said this to me that, Kirtan, I am proud of you in a way that you are doing what you want to do.
That's very interesting.
It's a really nice work from home for me. So, but she's like, despite that, you want to do certain things and you're standing it for that. You're standing for your hobby or passion or whatever you do, which I wasn't able to do when I was growing up. So my mother got married when she was 18, 19. So she was pretty young. She didn't have like a proper childhood or any, the adulthood and the transition period. And we are transitioning into adulthood. Unless a person gets married as a kid is not adult. But she's like, I force my mother to do things. நீங்க வெட்டியா இருக்கீங்க, ஏன் சும்மா இருக்கீங்க, சும்மா இருக்கீங்க, சும்மா இருக்கீங்க, ஏதாச்சும் பண்ணுங்க, டூ சம்திங் ஃபார் யுவர் செல்ஃப். மை மதர் ஹேட்டட் மீ ஃபார் தட். நீ ஏன் இப்படி இருக்க, ஏன் மாமியார் மாதிரி என்ன கம்ப்ளைண்ட் பண்ற, மாமியார் மாதிரி பண்றேன்னு சொல்லிட்டு. தி பாயிண்ட் இஸ் ஷீ இஸ் டூயிங், ஷீ இஸ் பேக்கிங் நவ் அண்ட் ஷீ இஸ் பிரிட்டி மச் ஹாப்பி தட் ஷீ இஸ் ஏபிள் டு பேக் அண்ட் ஷீ ஹேஸ் அ லைஃப் அவுட் சைட் பீங் அ மம் ஆர் பீங் அ வைஃப். ஆஸ் அ அடல்ட் ஷீ இஸ் ஏபிள் டு டூ தட் அண்ட் ஷீ இஸ் லைக் ஆஸ் அ அடல்ட் யூ ஹவ் டன் தட் தட் யூ கேன் டூ சர்டன் திங்ஸ் விச் யூ வாண்ட் டிஸ்பைட் பீங் அடல்ட் டு ஆர் being an adult means that you can do all the normal things and do what you want to also do in the side. Purinjacha?
That was a very complicated sentence that you spoke.
Illa.
Of course we understand. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Rishikesh? Was there a point when you realized that, oh my God, I'm adult now?
Well, actually, I realized it when, exactly, I remember the year, 2015.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually, I can say this. My dad lost my job. Mm-hmm. I lost his job. Mm-hmm. So then I came to realize that, suddenly all got changed and... I used to spend, my dad used to give me pocket money like on the time, 50 rupees was an high amount for me. So suddenly everything got changed and I was so conscious of spending everything, each and every amount. So that's when the adult, I mean, I don't know the exact term, but now I come to realize that that's when it got hit.
It's a part of it, yeah. 100% is a part of it.
Well, actually, till now, I think pre-COVID, 2020, he was trying for a job and my mom was the only earning person in the family. So, till then, she's the one who's managed everything. So, then, yeah. I wanted to do something, but I can't do at that point of time. So everything got hit, and that's the reason I was I didn't get the job at company. So yeah. I was broke down because of this one, because I can't do anything to my parents till now. So That's what I said earlier. Hey. Like we need luck. I told you, right?
Yeah.
So that's the reason I told.
So there is a book. Yes, there is a book. Outliers, no book. Okay, wow. Outliers say that you hard work, 10,000 hours, 10,000. That's a concept, 10, right? That if you practice any art, 10,000 hours, yeah. then they will.
10,000 consecutive hours.
யா டேவிட் எப்ஸ்டின் டேவிட் எப்ஸ்டின்ங்கிறவர் வந்து ஒரு புக் எழுதினாரு. வெயிட் ஐ ஹேவ் திஸ் புக் சர்ச். ஸோ ஹி இஸ் லைக் நோ தேர் இஸ் சம் ரேஞ்ச்னு ஒரு புக் எழுதினாரு. ஸோ அவர் என்ன எக்ஸ்பிளைன் பண்ணால் லக்குங்கிறது வந்து ஒன்று இருக்கு. ஸோ இப்போ ஒரு ஹாக்கி லீக் எடுத்துக்கிட்டிங்கன்னா, ஐ மீன் அவுட்லேயர்ஸ் என்ன இருந்துச்சுன்னா, ஜனவரியில் பிறந்தவங்களுக்கு வந்து தே காட் மச் மோர் டைம் டு பிளே ஹாக்கி, ஐஸ் ஹாக்கி. ஸோ தே வேர் லாட் ஆஃப் பிளேயர்ஸ் ஆர் பார்ன் இன் ஜனவரி ஆர் சம்திங் லைக் தட். டேவிட் எப்ஸ்டீன் கம்ஸ் அண்ட் சே தட் படி your whole this is skewed, something he when studies that people who practice a lot for 10,000 hours and everything, and they are pretty much screwed in their life. For example, golf player Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods he couldn't handle fame and everything, and he got into scandals.
Yeah
so there are a lot of people, and he gives examples of a lot of people who do 4 to 5 things. இப்போ நீங்கள் வந்து ஆல்பர்ட் ஐன்ஸ்டைனே எடுத்துக்கணும்னு பார்த்தீங்கன்னா, ஹி டிட்ன்ட் கான்சென்ட்ரேட் ஆன் தட் ஒன் திங் அலோன், சயின்ஸ் அலோன்.
இஸ் எ மேத்தமெட்டிஷியன்.
யா, ஹி வாஸ் டுயிங் லாட் ஆஃப் திங்ஸ், அண்ட் நோபல் பிரைஸ் வின்னர்ஸ்லாம் சொல்கிறாங்க. தே ஆர் லைக் பாதி பேர் வயலினிஸ்டாக இருக்காங்க, பாதி பேர் பியானிஸ்டாக இருக்காங்க. த பாயிண்ட் இஸ் தட் லக், அகெய்ன் ஐ பிலீவ் இன் லக் டூட். ஐ வுட் சே அகெய்ன், மீ நிக்கில் ரிஷிகேஷ் யூ ஆர் டூயிங் ஸ்டாண்ட் அப் காமெடி, அண்ட் ஐ ஹவ் சீன் லைக் லாட் ஆஃப் ஸ்டாண்ட் அப் காமெடியன்ஸ் ஹூ ஐ பர்சனலி ஃபீல் தட் தே ஆர் மச் மோர் டிசர்விங் ஆஃப் ஆல் த fame, all the glam and the success, but still they haven't got that. They are really good at their craft, people are jealous of them, but still they aren't getting. That doesn't mean that
bad
again comedy, I believe it's not luck. Luck I'm like, fuck it, I like it. Adha anga adult na solra, they're like, fuck it, I like this, I'm going to do it despite of me becoming successful or not. I'm going to do it because I believe in myself. அகைன் ஸோ 21 வயசுல ஒருத்தர் சாரி ஐயோ தமிழ் 21 வயசுல நீ ஃபேமஸ் ஆகிட்டடா ரிஷிகேஷ், 50 or 100 பேர் உனக்கு வந்து கோடி கோடியாக இருக்குது பணம் இருக்கு. இந்த பாயிண்ட் என்ன பொறுத்த வரைக்கும், யூ வாண்ட் ஹேவ் தட், சம் பீப்புள் ஹேவ் த மெச்சூரிட்டி டு டேக் கேர் ஆஃப் இட், பட் லாட் ஆஃப் பீப்புள் டோன்ட் ஹேவ் த மெச்சூரிட்டி டு டேக் அந்த ஃபேமும் அந்த மணியும் எல்லாமே சொல்லிட்டு. ஃபார் எக்ஸாம்பிள், ஃபேமஸ் ஆன இந்த ஹோம் அலோன்ல ஒருத்தன் வந்தான்ல சின்ன பையன் கெவின் சம்திங் இஸ் நேம், டூட் இஸ் நோவேர் ரைட் நவ்.
He fucked off. He was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, dude, he got simple. Like drug abuse. There are a lot of people, again, Bojack Horseman, paringa, la Sarah Lynn, or character irupanga. Avangalum adhe dhaan. So the point is, you, as you grow, see, even I haven't understood, anybody have been understood, even our parents haven't figured out. So adulting is a constant process that each and every day, even our parents do, Rishikesh do.
Just one. Kill.
யாராச்சும் சாட் பண்ண போறீங்களா? இந்த ரெக்கார்டிங் நின்றுச்சு.
வெயிட் வெயிட் வெயிட்.
ரெக்கார்டிங் ஸ்டில் தேர்.
ரெக்கார்டிங்
இஸ் ஸ்பீக்கர் இஸ் நாட் வர்க்கிங் ஆல் ஆஃப்.
யா, மஸ்ட் ஹேவ் ரன் அவுட் ஆஃப் சார்ஜ். மஸ்ட் ஹேவ் ரன் அவுட் ஆஃப் சார்ஜ்.
யா, இட்ஸ் ஐ ஜஸ்ட் நவ் பிளக்ட் இன்டு தி சார்ஜ்.
See, other thing again, which I recently realized is that, Nikhil, update irukkum. Adulting, I realized this, na vandu enakku roll agadhu normally pesumbodhu, okay va? But tekkun open mic pombodhu romba roll agadhu, yena enakku puriyala. Then I was like, okay, I do this exercise now, ipdi, I saw it in an interview or somewhere that you had talked like this. So if you talk like this, and it will give a stress and you won't roll a lot. If you are rolling a lot, we use that technique, use panvang. Then I suddenly realized that from morning to evening, most of the days, I'm not talking to anyone at all. I'm not talking. See, my sister thinks that I'm living my life. Yeah, I'm having that part. But from morning to evening, I'm not talking. And it has gotten into me in 3 months so much that normally pesra vaarthaigale enak roll agud. See, I have to realize that English vandu or 3 varshama sariya pesta, so few words in English like Massachusetts adlan takku varadu, the worcester shows inno varla paarga, so adha vaarthala takku varadu, so that was totally fine. But takku day to day pesra Tamil sila vaarthigal le roll aagumbodhu enak na bayindutta, ayyo speech therapist lan theveyo valkani ivlo mosama povudhu. But I realized it like few days ago, dude, I'm not talking to anyone at all. from morning to evening that it's taking a toll on me, that the words, normal words, I'm not able to pronounce it properly, or it's rolling for me. So this is what I do morning, that every day half an hour I read it, read a book. Nalla, nalla, she went to the store, from store she bought this and that, abdin solittu padikira vera vali illa. That's also part of adulting. It's difficult da enna panna mudichcha pesa kuda aal illaye. Most of my friends who are close to me, they are still close, but we don't, they have a lot of priorities that they are not able to make me as their priority. Purida? I used to blame them, but now the point is, even I am understanding it slowly, that shit, they're having a shitty thing, shitty phase in their life going on and everything. We have to understand it. So I'm not even able to call them and talk them for hours and hours like before. I was saying this to another guy. A guy was like, buddy, நீ வந்து பிளேஸ் எல்லாம் இருக்கும்ல, பிளேஸ் PLAYS அதெல்லாம் எடுத்து படி, ஷேக்ஸ்பியரோட பிளே எல்லாம் எடுத்து படி. ஸோ கான்வர்சேஷன் இருக்க மாதிரி இருக்கும், போரும் அடிக்காது உனக்கு அப்படின்னு சொல்றாங்க. தட் இஸ் அ பாயிண்ட். அகைன் ஐம் சேயிங் தட் இஃப் யூ ஸ்டேயிங் அலோன் திஸ் இஸ் கோன் ஹேப்பன் ஃபார் யூ கைஸ். அப்கோர்ஸ் நிக்கில், நீ வந்து அப்ராட்ல இருந்திருக்க, பட் ஃப்ரம் மார்னிங் டு ஈவினிங் மேக்ஸிமம் ஐ அட்டன் ஓப்பன் மேக்ஸ் ஆன் மண்டே, தேர்ஸ்டே லைக் ரேர்லி, and Fridays. So Monday and Friday only I talk to people properly. That too I talk to comics outside. Other than that, I don't talk to people at all.
See, there are two sides of it, dude. I've had that.
So like, again, Charles Bukowski solradha, is it being is it freedom or is it loneliness?
Yeah. Dude, everything has a phase, right? So like, I have this phase where I don't want to talk. I'm fine zoning out at times. Two things that I did not like before, which I used to like, I really like it, getting bored. I fucking love getting bored now, because it's a luxury for me now to get bored. Like if I get it, I'm like, okay, fuck, I'm clear. I'm bored. It's fine. I like being bored. I'm like, okay. So that being bored and being zoned out at times. Being zoned out and that it at times is being, is sort of like, it's fine that I don't want to talk to people.
Thambi, ரெண்டு மாசமா zoned out இருக்கீங்க.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I love being zoned out. I've been working myself consistently for the past 3-4 years. I've changed myself in ways that I never imagined that I could change. At some point, it was going to catch up eventually. And it is catching up now. So I have to accept that it is catching, because it happened to me when, and it feels a little like a deja vu for me, because 2019, towards the end of the year, I had my first, like a proper breakdown of everything. Like a proper meltdown of my anxiety, my depression, everything, loneliness, mixture of loneliness, anxiety, depression, max exam happening tomorrow, the next day, everything happening at the same time. Fucked me up completely. So, which was what made me realize that fuck my life, I need to sort of, you know, I need help, asking for help and stuff to get it over with. And then started working, and through the years you start changing. So that the transition happened from going from you. I entered multiple transitions, going from school to college, college to getting out of college and moving to a different country, masters, and then coming out because COVID, having dreams shattered. So everything happened, and then to transition to become a, like, you know, unlearn a lot of things. And this is what I emphasize a lot. I actually want to emphasize a lot that there are two parts of adulthood. It's learning. Learning is more of curiosity rather than learning, I guess. I'm not sure what to call it. Learning and unlearning. Just a lot of shit that you have learned, which you have to unlearn at one point of time. Even if it works, it works. But like, for example, I had this phase with my friends that I had. Throughout my life, I had only guy friends, okay? Till I reached end of my college. And after that, I ended up like having some women friends. The transition immediately had an effect on me, because I was not used to serious conversations at all. Not at all used to serious conversations, because there had to be some fun fuck all element added to it, which would screw my mind up, because I was not dealing with the serious stuff that I needed to talk about. Okay. I don't like fun when it's not required. I don't want it. I don't want your jokes, because I like my jokes. I know my jokes. I like my jokes. Don't worry. I can take care of it. I can make myself laugh. I can make you laugh. The thing is, sometimes, so that transition from going from, you know, okay, I don't want it, to somebody just listening, yeah, and to realize, fuck, what you need, I need some new friends also, it's fine. And to, you know, the amazing part of adulthood being that you're making, while you are denouncing some friends of yours, where you see some friends drift apart, at least it has been a big part of my life. I'm not sure about anybody else, but I would say about my life. It has been a big part of my life. I've seen countless best friends. Countless. Like I, countless. No, no. Sorry. And the Kritan here being Narad Muni, just destroying relationships. It's fine. Anyway. So the thing is, I've seen countless relationships end for me. And friendships and stuff. So, and it paved a way for me to make new friends. So through which I realized, like, I ended up changing, I'm becoming better and stuff. And through the years of, you know, changing, unlearning, eventually it had to catch up. So it's fine to be zoned out at times. That's the way I see it. Because it's not like I'm zoned out and I'm not doing anything. I work, I take my time off. Sometimes because I've been there, dude. I've been in that place where I have given all my time to people. All my fucking time I've given to people. And even now, if you text me, I'll reply instantly. Unless you are sending me reels, which I don't. And I'm telling it to each in everybody's face. I don't reply to you because I'm like, I fucking can't do this anymore. I can't have 15 people sending me. Say, dude, I did not reply to you instantly. That's the thing. After you have spammed me like 15 reels, I had to reply to one at least. That's what I do. Yeah. Until it becomes its own search. That's what I do. It's not something I do. If you text me, hi, I'll reply. I'll reply instantly. I want to talk to you. It's fine. You reply.
Hey,
reply panla. Hey Nikhil, hypocrite.
When did you send a hi?
Ippa.
Dude, I just received it, motherfucker. I just received it.
Anyway.
Give me one second, no. Anyway. So my adulthood thing was understanding that it's okay to
be zoned out.
Be zoned out. No, zoned out in the sense, they see, nobody knows what is going on in life. Cool. That's one thing.
Even I don't know what is going on
in your life. Be comfortable with the silence at times. Be comfortable in understanding that you need to unlearn shit. Okay. You need to unlearn a lot of shit. You have to. Unlearning shit represents. Dude, I used to be scared. Be scared of people thinking, what would they think about me? Being bullied, being emasculated, whatever. I don't know what to call it anymore. I don't know what is emasculation also at this point. So this is what just came out in that moment. But I used to be scared of a lot of things. Okay. I didn't know the things that I would end up doing now. I did not think back then that I would end up doing speech and stuff. No idea. So to unlearn those fears also. Has been a big challenge.
Buddy, this is the meaning.
Castrate. No, fuck it. I don't care. So the thing is, I had to unlearn. And plus also, you know, the delusional thoughts that you have in your head that positivity or no one will fix you. You can change people. You can, you know, just provide motivational speeches and get them, help them and even get back. It doesn't work that way. So unlearning stuff, great, works for me. And then learning stuff, realizing the things that so once you learn, unlearned, you have room for learning stuff. So you end up learning, and I learned the art of reading books quite a lot, actually. I learned the art of speaking. I learned the art of listening. So fucking do it. As an adult, you should be. As a child, you should be doing it. As an adult, you should be fucking doing it. Fucking
listening. You have to learn the art of listening.
You have to listen.
Peer
you have to listen. You have to listen, dude. If you can't listen, don't speak. That's my
actually, I can't.
Actually, I'm saying. நீ கொஞ்ச நேரத்துக்கு முன்னாடி நான் ஜோன் அவுட் ஆகவே எனக்கு பிடிக்கும், ஜோன் அவுட் ஆகிறதுல எதுவும் தப்பு இல்ல அப்படின்னு பேசினேன். இப்ப நீ என்ன சொல்ற, இல்ல நீங்க ஆர்ட் ஆஃப் ஸ்கில்ஸ் சொல்ற.
But no,
actually,
I can't listen to somebody.
I can give you the example. I'm currently zoned out and I'm listening.
No, wait. Go on, Krithin. What are you talking
about? Like,
Go on.
பாத்துக்கலாம், நீங்க பேசுங்க, நான் அதுவும் பேசல, நான் மட்டும் பேசுற மாதிரி இருக்கும். அப்புறமா என்னோட பாட்காஸ்ட்
ஆல்ரெடி நீ மட்டும் தான் பேசிட்டு
இருக்கலாம். ஆரம்பத்திலேயே சொல்லிட்டேப்பா, லெட் மீ டேக் ஓவர்.
நோ, ஐ வாண்ட் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் வாட் இஸ் யுவர் பாயிண்ட் ஆஃப் வியூ.
லெட் மீ மேக் இட் a ஃபன் கான்வர்சேஷன். ஓகே பா,
வெயிட், ஐ ஹேவன்ட் செட் வாட் ஐ ஹேட் டு சே.
நீ சொல்லு, நீ கணபதி நீ பேசு.
டேய், நான்
பேசணும். இல்ல இல்ல,
20 minutes done.
ஒன்
சிங்கிள் பாயிண்ட்.
கணபதி பேசிட்டு
கான்வர்சேஷன்.
யா,
go on, final thoughts, Ganpati.
So, as you were saying, a lot of things came to my mind, but quickly I'll say at what point I realized that I'm also an adult now. Mm-hmm. When I realized that there's no one to clean up my mess.
Oh, great.
Right, so when you grow up, you mess something up in school. Let's say you cheat in an exam. This actually happened. I cheated in an exam. Teachers found out. I went and apologized. Teachers scolded me, but they didn't do anything. They covered up. In school, in fun, what I did was I put one pen while a guy was sitting. It hit his butt. He hit me. There was a conflict. Teachers and my parents covered up for me. When I was in fourth grade, I purposely skipped the school bus. Walked all the way back from 5-6 kilometers. Chulthi bus. My mother covered up for me. My the helper in the bus, he covered up for me. But later on, when I messed up at work, there's no one. Everybody is asking, right from my team lead, forget team lead, right from the person who's training me, up until the manager. There's no one to cover for me. So that is when I realized, damn, you have to take care of things yourself. Be a lot more careful.
Owning up
to your stuff. Yeah.
And okay. Later on, it also, as Nikhil was talking about how relationships drift apart and all of that, it comes down to acceptance is adulting. No? Adulting is nothing but understanding that things happen and we need to be okay. Whether we like it or not, things happen.
Yeah. So, and it's fucking going to hurt, dude. It's going to hurt. It hurts.
I remember I was best friends with one girl. I told her certain things that I was not comfortable when we started talking, and I told her 2-3 years later. I opened up. Things got weird after that.
நீ ஒரு பொண்ணு கிட்ட தானே இந்த மாதிரி ஆயிருக்கு, நான் பல பேர் கிட்ட ஓபன் அப்பா இந்த மாதிரி சுத்தடி வாங்கிட்டு உட்கார்ந்திருக்கேன்.
So and then she got married and that and I, it's almost like I have lost that friend of mine. There is that. And the more these things happen, therapy tells you to be again take the leap of faith again and all of that. The more number of times when you open up and people leave, first of all to accept and then make peace with it takes time. It makes it harder to open up after. So to accept that it is okay that people leave, some people may not be able to take what you got to say. Instead of going into this going down this rabbit hole of blaming yourself, that is also a hit.
Yeah.
So,
end of the day, adulting is பாத்துக்கலாம். வேலை நிறைய இருக்கு, வேற வழி இல்ல, போய் வேலையை பாக்கலாமா? துணி மடிக்கல. See, the point of adulting is also என்னன்னா
changing priorities.
என்ன பொறுத்த வரைக்கும் there's only two modes in which I am working now. My therapist said that it's toxic. Even I agree that it's toxic. One, shit happens, I'm like, oh, shit has happened. I have டாய்லெட் கழுவணும், பாத்திரம் விளக்கல, பாத்திரம் கணக்கு, பாத்திரம் இருக்கு, சமைக்கணும், ஐயோ காய்கறி வாங்கணும், ஆர் ஐ எம் லைக் ஷிட், இட்ஸ் ஃபனி, ஐ ரைட் ஜோக்ஸ். தீஸ் ஆர் லைக் டூ திங்ஸ் விச் ஐ எம் டூயிங் நவ். அண்ட் ஐ எம் நாட் லைக் சி த பாயிண்ட் இஸ் தட் ஐ எம் லைக் ஹா ஓகே ஷிட், ஓ இது நடந்துருச்சா, ஓகே ஒரு அரை மணி நேரம் வருத்தப்படுவோம், ஓ எதுவுமே பண்ண முடியல ஒரே மைண்ட் ஃபக்கா இருக்கா வா, ஒரு நாலு மணி படுத்து தூங்குவோம். பிகாஸ் சி இப்பயே இப்பயே வி ஆர் ஸ்ட்ரகிளிங் லைக் திஸ் ஐ டோன்ட் நோ அபவுட் யூ இஃப் யூ கைஸ் ஆர் ஸ்ட்ரகிளிங் அபவுட் அடல்டிங் வி ஆர் ஸ்ட்ரகிளிங் லைக் திஸ் திங்க் அபவுட் ஒன்ஸ் வி கெட் மேரிட் வி ஹாவ் அ ஃபேமிலி வி ஹாவ் அ ரெஸ்பான்சிபிலிட்டி வி ஹாவ் கிட்ஸ் அன்னைக்கு லைக் நான் கல்யாணம் பண்ணிக்க போட்டேன் எனக்கு குழந்தைலாம்
வேண்டான்னு
குழந்தை வேண்டான்னு சொல்ல.
So see, that, you have a version of what an adult is. I don't have that version.
Tambi, now flow la solli irukken pa. Idella irukattum, na generally solli irukken. Ellarum kalyana, most of them kalyana panipaanga. Most of them kulanda pettupaanga. Again, it's reducing. I want to get married, have kids and stuff like that. Na ippave, this is what I'm thinking and it's not good thing to think. Ippave, idukke evlo kashtapadra na, kalyana panni, kulanda petti, idukku evlo kashtapadu.
Suddenly, why I'm feeling like Chandler. No, suddenly, why I'm feeling like Chandler.
நீ வேலைக்கு போறது ஒரு கமிட்மெண்ட் தான், உன்னோட ஹெல்த் பாத்துக்கிறது கமிட்மெண்ட் தான், நீ 8 மணி நேரம் இல்ல 10 மணி நேரம் தூங்குறது கமிட்மெண்ட் தான், ஓகேவா? அது வந்து உனக்குள்ள
கமிட்மெண்ட். Right.
Hey, because I have made that fuck up. See, this is what I do. Certain things, people who are young to me, I force them to do because shit, I didn't do that. Chinada da irundhuchna poi paathru. Unless in health, please don't play. Chinada edachum nalum poi doctor kitta consult pannidu. People will laugh at you, do anything, but please go consult even over small things to doctor. Hey, kaasu nalam paakadhinga. This is what I said to Rishikesh. Rishikesh meant and saw.
Correct.
Again, the point of adulthood is that our parents are figuring out. We are sort of slightly better version of our parents. We will figure it out.
Very good. On that brilliant note.
Try figuring it out.
On that brilliant note, we are closing this episode on adulthood because we are also trying to figure it out and we have jobs to do tomorrow. So,
we have to sleep.
Hum log ko sone ka hai thoda.
Saturday shift.
Even I have.
Fucking adulthood.
Even I have.
We will have part 2 for this.
We will have part 2. So, 5 baje uthne ka hai. So, thank you so much, public. Thank you so much for listening to everybody who is listening to the episode today or any other day. Okay. So, thank you so much. Hopefully, you are having a fun time. You had fun listening to it or you felt relatable or you felt like, okay, somebody's ranting about it and stuff. Feel free to rant to us as well. DM us. Share your versions of adulting and stuff. Talk about the things that we might have missed out on. That'll be fun. That'll be a great conversation as well. Thank you so much. We hope to establish some more connections with you. So signing off. See you next week. Until then, also like please follow us on the Irrelevant Stories, the Instagram ID, and if you want to write it to us, just type irrelevantstories@gmail.com and follow us on Spotify or wherever, whichever streaming platform you're listening to us. So thank you so much. Share the episode. See you soon. Bye. Good night.